needed help. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Swiss banking giant UBS buying its smaller rival Credit Suisse for close to $3.25 billion in an effort to assuage fears over the global banking system. UBS chairman Colm Kelleher says the deal will help both the public and shareholders.
Combining the best of Credit Suisse with our strategy and culture will help these businesses flourish.
The move is meant to strengthen support in a banking system impacted by two U.S. bank collapses. New York Community Bank agreeing to buy Signature Bank, which collapsed a week ago. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy denouncing Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg for his hypocrisy ahead of a possible indictment of former President Trump.
He spent his whole time as a DA lowering felonies not to prosecute him. I think Republicans and Democrats alike hate this type of justice.
The House Speaker at a House Republican summit in Florida Sunday. Russian President Vladimir Putin visiting a major port city in Ukraine. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has more.
Vladimir Putin makes a surprise visit to a Ukrainian city known for some of the bloodiest fighting since the invasion began. The Kremlin says the Russian president arrived in Mariupol. The war-torn city fell to Moscow in May of last year. Putin reportedly met with his top brass and toured the area. Putin's visit followed his trip to Crimea. It coincided with the ninth anniversary since Russia annexed the peninsula.
This is Putin's first time visiting the occupied territories of eastern Ukraine's Donbas region since the beginning of the war. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un calling for his country's military to prepare to launch a nuclear attack on the U.S. and South Korea. The country saying its most recent ballistic missile launch was a simulated attack against South Korea. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Testimony from Norfolk Southern CEO continuing on Capitol Hill this week. This comes following last month's toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more.
Norfolk Southern CEO Ellen Shaw and NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy will testify Wednesday in a Senate Commerce Committee hearing where lawmakers and witnesses will take up the bipartisan rail safety bill introduced by Ohio's two senators, Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican J.D. Vance. In response to the toxic train crash in East Palestine, the testimony will also address Norfolk Southern's safety record, for which the NTSB has opened a special investigation, though Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer last week called for that probe to include all seven major freight railroads.
The investigation continues into the drowning deaths of 18-month-old twin toddlers in Oklahoma City. Fox's Ted Lindner with the story.
The toddlers, a boy and a girl, were found in the family pool unconscious by their mother. A relative told the Daily Mail that the mother's grandmother, who has Alzheimer's, left the back door open, and the twins apparently slipped out of the house and into the pool. They were pronounced dead about 2 hours after being pulled out. Police are investigating the deaths, but don't believe there was any foul play. And a GoFundMe has been set up to help the family with expenses.
Number 3-ranked Gonzaga beating number 6-ranked TCU 84-81 in the second round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament Sunday night. Gonzaga forward Drew Timmy leading the Bulldogs with 28 points.
Timmy thought about the three. Oh, he'll take it.
Sound courtesy of TBS. Gonzaga now advances to the Sweet 16 for an eighth consecutive time. They will face number 2-ranked UCLA Thursday night. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.